Literature 1A.
The Mill on the Floss by George Eliot.
Exercise 8.
Well, my boy, Mr. Tulliver said to Tom when Mr. Stelling had left the room, you look very well. School agrees with you.
Tom wished he looked rather ill.
I don't think I am well, Father, said Tom. I wish you'd tell Mr. Stelling not to make me do geometry. It gives me toothache, I think.
Toothache was the only illness Tom had ever had.
Geometry, my boy? Why, what's that? Said Mr. Tulliver. I don't know. It's definitions and triangles and things. It's all in a book I have to learn. It doesn't make sense to me.
You mustn't say that, said Mr. Tulliver. You must learn what the teacher tells you. He knows what is important to study.
I'll help you, Tom, said Maggie. I've come to stay if Mrs. Stelling invites me. I've brought all my clothes and things, haven't I, Father?
You help me, you silly little thing, said Tom.
He quite liked the idea of showing her his geometry book.
I'd like to see you doing one of my lessons. I learn Latin too. Girls never learn that. They're too silly.
I know what Latin is very well, said Maggie. Latin's a language. There are Latin words in the dictionary, like bonus.
Well done, little one, said Mr. Tulliver, laughing, while Tom felt annoyed with Maggie for being so clever.
Wait until she sees all my books. She won't feel so clever then.
Mr. Tulliver agreed to let Maggie stay with Tom for 2 weeks. He was secretly pleased to leave his clever little daughter with Mr. Stelling, who would appreciate how intelligent she was.
Come with me to the study, Maggie, said Tom, as their father drove away.
Oh, look at all these books, she exclaimed, when she saw the bookcases in the study. I'd love to have as many books as that.
You couldn't read them, said Tom, because they're all in Latin.
No, they're not. This one is in English. Look, it's about Roman history. Can I have a look at it?
No, you'd better not, said Tom. Mr. Stelling doesn't let anybody touch his books without asking him first. I'll get into trouble if you do.
Very well. Let me see all your books then, said Maggie.
It's time for me to do my homework now. Look at what I've got to do, maths and Latin.
He found the page in the maths book and gave it to Maggie. She started reading it, but stopped and turned to Tom.
It's nonsense. It doesn't make sense. I don't think anybody could understand that.
There now, Maggie, said Tom, taking his book away. You see, you're not as clever as you thought you were.